Staying the night. I want to touch everything she touched yesterday. My fingers lingering on her shelves and counter. I flip through the paperback left half read on the nightstand. Inhale the crumpled yellow hand towel near her bathroom sink. Breathe in the dust and dander of her apartment air. My wife sifts a pile of unpaid bills, lifts a framed photo, reads an inscription on a birthday card. This home's a sudden museum. From the living room, I hear our daughter knock a glass thing over and giggle. I move to save the breakables from wreckage, then remember, nothing can now be ruined. We're the guests of someone gone. From a stack of papers, I pull some brief note she wrote, marvel at her slight, precise lettering. On her fridge shelf, a tub of leftover spaghetti, an unfinished sandwich. In a drawer, the perishables sweat, a new head of lettuce, a few pieces of fresh fruit. I choose to eat the peach she chose from the grocery's produce rows, not knowing it would outlive her. Later, before going to sleep in her bed, I see a still life next to the kitchen sink. One white bowl upside down, one fork, one knife, and beside the faucet, her unwashed drinking glass. Lifting the glass, I hope to see her lipstick's usual pink wedge, scour for a fingerprint, some smudge. I fill it half full with water, cover the rim with my lips, turn it in a circle slowly. This is how I kiss my sister goodbye.